The most difficult question that I get asked, and I get asked a lot, is what do I do about my family, my friends who are away from the church, and I want to save their souls. I don't want them to go to hell. I'm going to teach you the most effective method of saving their souls, and it's going to unleash a nuclear bomb of grace in your life. It will help you to become a saint as well. I want to start this video off with a disclaimer. This is intense, this is difficult, but I am not going to water it down. I'm going to give you the maximum, and then you on your own need to discern what is appropriate for your own life. Because of circumstances, some of you might not be able to do all of these things. But the reality is, some of you can do all of these things. You might not want to, you might decide that you're not, but you can. If you have souls that are under your care, for example, if you're a parent who converted later in life and you look back on your life and you say, I did not raise my children the way I wish now, knowing what I know, I would have raised them. And they're away from the church. Your primary goal as a parent is to get your children to heaven. And so this might be difficult, what I'm about to talk to you about. If you can do it, do it. If you can't, do what God wills for you. But again, prayerfully discern this. Now, what is the theological basis for what I'm going to tell you? At Fatima, Our Lady said several times to pray the rosary to the children and offer sacrifice. Several years after the main apparitions that happened in 1917, the Virgin Mary of Fatima again appeared to Sister Lucia, and she told her about the communion of reparation. This is critically important. This is going to be like a nuclear bomb of grace. Let these words, communion of reparation, penetrate your heart, penetrate your soul, because this is the answer. So I'm going to teach you what is the communion of reparation, why is it so powerful, and how can I make this a lifestyle so that you can have like an engine of divine grace flowing all around you. She said, if only on the first Saturday of the month, if you do this for 5 consecutive months, go to confession, be in the state of grace, receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, pray 5 decades of the rosary, and spend 15 minutes with the Virgin Mary, a sense of her presence, meditating upon some aspect of the life of Christ. She promised that if you did this for 5 consecutive months, the first Saturday alone, she promises the graces necessary for salvation for you. Think about that. This formula, confession, adoration, spending time with Our Lady, adoring the Lord, meditating on His life. I like to think about the real presence institution of the Eucharist. Praying just 5 decades of the rosary, receiving Holy Communion, that is so powerful. If you just do that 5 times, that takes about 1 hour and 10 minutes of your month. You do that 5 times, she promises you, you will go to heaven. The church approved this apparition, yes, but also this formula is actually also the formula to gain a plenary indulgence, the remission of all temporal punishment due to sin. So you have a son, you have a brother, you have a husband, you have a parent who looks by all intents and purposes that they're on the highway to hell. Objectively, they're not living in the state of grace. Objectively, they should be going to hell by the way they're living their life. How many communion of reparations would it cost to save the soul of my loved one? If it takes 5 first Saturdays for my soul, what if I did this every first Saturday for the rest of my life? What if I did this every Saturday for the rest of my life? And now I'm going to talk to you about what I'm going to encourage you to do, the lifestyle. What if you did this every single day of your life? If you lived the communion of reparation every single day, so instead of just first Saturday for 5 months, you're saying, I'm gonna do this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all for the rest of your life, every month, forever. How much grace is gonna be available then? If Our Lady is saying this formula is so powerful, once a month, what if you did this every single day? How many souls could you save? What would happen to your own soul? Take care of your soul. Confession, adoration, rosary, Eucharist. What would this look like if I lived this every day? I don't expect you to go to confession every single day. Our Lady is saying at least once a month. As a lifestyle, I would encourage you to confess at least once every 2 weeks. Why? I said earlier, it counts as an indulgence. For a confession, your confession, one of them, is worth 20 days of indulgences. We're trying to maximize our grace. So confession, at the very least, Our Lady of Fatima is saying, go at least once a month. I'm saying if you want to live the lifestyle, if you want to say to Mary, use me every day for reparation, have grace flow through my life and the lives of every person that I know and love. Confession at least once every 2 weeks. A, adoration. Our Lady of Fatima, in her communion of reparation, she said, spend at least 15 minutes with me meditating upon the life of the Lord. But we can make this better by doing this in the presence of the Lord. So I encourage you to spend 15 minutes meditating upon the real presence with the Virgin Mary in adoration. I really encourage you, if you can, to go to adoration every day for a full hour. Wow. Okay, that's me just saying the maximum. Take what you can. What would happen if you did a full hour of adoration every day? You and the Lord would be best friends. If we think about Jesus in the Eucharist, like a real person who loves us with the love of a jealous lover. You work at a church. Imagine you drive by a church and your lover is there and you drive by without even seeing him. That would break his heart. You want to spend time with the one you love. He wants to communicate with you. You want to communicate with him. Mother Teresa said the time we spend with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is the most fruitful time we spend on earth. If you can't do 1 hour, at the very least, can you give our Lord 15 minutes? We'll come back to that in a moment. Rosary. So confession, adoration, rosary. Mr. Maximalist here, I always encourage you to pray the entire rosary every day. Because imagine all the graces from all the promises of praying the entire rosary, mix that with the power of divine grace that you're getting out of the communion of reparation. Wow! You're lacking nothing. You're just overflooding with grace. If we could see with spiritual eyes, we'd be blinded when we look at you because your soul is so united to God in the sacramental grace. Then with all these rosaries, your will is united to God because you're constantly denying yourself, hearing the voice of God and doing His will. Now, Our Lady of Fatima said you only need to do 5 decades of the rosary to do the communion of reparation. You can do minimalist, that's fine. But I want to save souls. You want to save souls. You've got children, you've got family members that are objectively on the highway to hell. And remember this, these are not punishments. The rosary is a blessing. The rosary is nourishment. The rosary brings consolation. Being with our Lord in adoration is not a punishment. That is a great blessing that satisfies the longings of the human heart. Frequent visits to the Blessed Sacrament will turn ordinary men into saints. Confession, adoration, rosary, and then finally, the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is Jesus Christ really, truly, and substantially present. The Mass is the sacrifice of our Lord in an unbloody manner. We are brought back to the crucifixion. What did Our Lady of Fatima say? Souls can only be saved through prayer and sacrifice. What is the greatest sacrifice? The holy sacrifice of the Mass. Every Holy Communion that we receive will forever change our place in heaven. We will be elevated in sanctity. The goal of the Christian life is to become one with Christ, to be as disposed as possible to receive our Lord, to let Him live in us, that it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And that happens in Holy Communion. The confession, the adoration, the rosary, that disposes me to receive our Lord perfectly so that I can offer Him a fitting temple for Him to become one with me. So when I offer the sacrifice of the Mass for somebody else's soul, there's nothing greater that I can offer. Imagine if your parish priest was going to give you $1,000 at 8:30 a.m. on Monday morning. I can assure you, you would figure out a way to go and get that $1,000. The priest of your church offers you more than $1 million. He offers you Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is far more valuable than gold. If I really believe that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist, if I really believe that the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the center of history, it's a participation in the heavenly liturgy, I would do everything in my power to go to Mass every single day. Different for everybody. Maybe your church doesn't offer Mass every day. Maybe you genuinely have to be at work. You can't always be coming late for work. We gotta be practical. Our love for God should aid us in fulfilling our primary vocations. But if we really, 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 really wanted to, we could do it. So let's review from a maximalist perspective. Confession, once a week, once every 2 weeks. Adoration, a full hour every single day, if possible. 15 minutes is better than nothing. R, rosary, pray the entire rosary every day, or at least 5 decades. Receive Holy Communion every day, if possible. Many of the people at my parish live this as a lifestyle. If you were to come to our church, we have many vocations at our church. The life of our church is so rich and so thriving. All of our priests are very holy. They're very good. I genuinely think because so many people in this area live the communion of reparation lifestyle, there's just so much grace that conversions happen around this parish, around this community, that don't ordinarily happen, but it's because there's so much grace available. The spiritual battle that we are in right now is not going well, but things can flip around if we give our lives totally and unreservedly to God. Pray about this. Consider living the communion of reparation lifestyle. If you have children who've left the church, offer the communion of reparation lifestyle as a sacrifice on their behalf. When you give your life totally and unreservedly to God, and you say, it is no longer me, Lord, I'm dead. I want to live your life. You want me to receive Holy Communion? You want me to be a victim? You want me to be a co-redeemer with you? You want me to sacrifice with you? You want me to join you at the cross for the salvation of souls? I'll do it. I firmly believe that none of your loved ones will be lost. Let's conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Mother, you love us with the love of a million mothers. You desire nothing more for us than our salvation and for the salvation of our loved ones. You want us to participate in the redeeming work of Christ. Give us the grace to say yes. Help us to see prayer as a great blessing and not as a burden. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was a tough lesson. If you're interested in doing this, I encourage you to try it for 7 days. Go 7 days, 4 rosaries a day if possible, 15 minutes of adoration, go to confession, receive Holy Communion every day. Offer it for this soul, offer it for this intention. And then, in the presence of the Lord, ask Him, what do you want from me? Do you want more? Should I continue this? God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you very soon.